朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
早晨，我请弟兄姊妹一起来读约翰福音。
Let us turn to the book of John this morning.
请大家再一起来读约翰福音，从第一节到第三节。
We read John chapter 1.
我们先读第一节到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 3.
好，弟兄姊妹，请打开圣经一起来读，好吧
？Let us open our Bible and let's read together.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。我们请用英文再读一遍，好吧
？Okay. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
好，我们再读同一章。
Let's read again the same chapter.
读十四节。
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们再读第十五节到十八节。
Let us continue reading verse 15 through 18.
约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的。因他本来在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。”
Verse 15 through 18. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
我们再读约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's read John 3:16.
我想很多人不需要翻到那里哈，应该都会背，大人小孩都会背。
Probably,
我们一起来背好不好
？Probably don't even have to turn there. Let's all memorize together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。哈利路亚。
Amen.
啊，我想 Ferguson 弟兄应该以我们为荣，每个人都会背约翰福音三章十六节。
I think Brother Steve should be very proud of us because we all can memorize that John 3:16.
这里提到一个字叫做独生子。
Here we mention one word is the only begotten.
他叫做父的独生子。
The only begotten son of the father.
他叫父怀里的独生子。
He said that the only begotten son is in who is in the bosom of our father.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个约翰特别用的一个字。
This is a very special word that John used.
你看所有圣经里面，只有约翰福音里面讲到父怀里的独生子，还有约翰一书里面提到父怀里的独生子。
Only in the gospel according to John and and the first John that mentioned this word is this son in his father's bosom.
所以我们要问，到底父的独生子是什么意思
？So we want to ask, what does it exactly mean?
最好我们应该问问约翰。约翰，你说父怀里的独生子是什么意思
？It would be best if we can ask John himself.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们对于父怀里的独生子这个词有什么样的了解
？Now I don't know what kind of a understanding do you have for this kind of for this phrase.
也许有些人想起圣诞节你看见的画片，对不对？
Maybe you, that reminds you of the cards that you saw in the Christmas cards.
一个小 baby 生在马槽里面，是不是这样
？Maybe it's like a little baby in the manger.
但是这里讲父怀里的独生子，不是指的一个 baby， 这是一个小孩子。
But here, when we mention the only begotten son in the father's bosom, does not only mean a little baby.
因为这里讲父怀里的独生子要把神的荣光显明出来。
But here, this son will shine forth God's glory.
因为复活的独生子要把恩典和真理显明出来。
And he shall bring us grace and truth.
所以我想我们想象力中间不能把复活的独生子老是想成一个小 baby.
So in our imagination, we cannot just limit him as a little baby.
那么什么叫做荣光呢？
So what does it mean by this, by the word glory?
有些人是不是以为荣光好像画片里面一个光圈在头上，是不是？
So some will imagine that this glory means that little halo, in the Christmas card.
那你知道这个荣光是画不出来的。
Because this glory, nobody can paint out.
你见过荣光没有？
Now, have you ever seen glory?
所以那些画家用他丰富的想象力在画片里面画一个圈圈，画一个金光闪闪在头上，好像冠冕一样。
So that the artist just uses imagination and painting out this halo like a little crown on top of someone.
这个不是约翰所说荣光的意思。
But this is not what John mentioned.
这是我们用丰富的想象力，因为讲不出来，因为写不出来，因为画不出来，只好画出来。假装或者想象中有这么一个荣光。
This is beyond our imagination, so and beyond our comprehension, so we just imagine this must be it.
但是我们要注意这里第一章第十四节那里讲的话。
But we have to pay attention to the 14th verse in the first chapter.
他说我们也见过他的荣光。
He says,
正是父独生子的荣光。
And here he said, we beheld his glory.Exactly, that is the glory of the only begotten Son who is in the Father's bosom.
好像这一句话的意思就是说，因为看见这个荣光，我们能够认同，能够确定，能够认出来，这是父的独生子。
As if after we beheld that glory, then we can really identify him to be the only begotten Son of our Father.
所以弟兄姊妹们，到底父的独生子，他的荣光怎么回事？
So how does this glory is supposed to be?
我们要想一想旧约里面到底父的荣光怎么样彰显出来。
So let's refer back to the Old Testament. What is the glory of our Father?
换句话说，当约翰看见了在耶稣基督身上这个道成了肉身所显出来的荣光之后，
That means after that John beheld this glory, this Jesus the become flesh,
他就能够认同，因为这个荣光相同，这一位就是
And then somehow, because he can identify, this is the glory of the Father, so he can identify this as the glory from the only begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约里面，神的荣光显现也不是经常有的事。
Now, in the Old Testament time, it's not a very usual thing that God show forth his glory.
我们读旧约发现有几次神的荣光向着他的百姓显现。
There's a few times in the Old Testament that we see that God showed his glory to his people.
我们看见在旧约里面有几个人曾经看见父的荣光。
And there's just a handful of person in the Old Testament time saw that glory.
啊，今天我们不一样，每一个人到了约翰福音都能看见，在耶稣基督身上我们能看见这个荣光。
But then it's so different today through this book that through the eyes of, through John's eyes that we can all see this glory of the Son.
弟兄姊妹们，父的荣光在旧约里面怎么样显现？
Now, what kind of a glory is it? Is the glory of the Father, which was shine forth in the Old Testament time?
我们想起在摩西的时候，他曾经见过父的荣耀，神的荣耀。
Then we remember in the time of Moses that he did behold the glory of God.
神是借着他同在的烟云，一个特别的英文字，特别的希腊文字，不，希伯来文叫做 Shekinah glory。
And that glory was described in the Old Testament time. Use a very special word. It's Shekinah glory.
这个字特别的意思就是专一指的神同在的时候所有烟云笼罩的情形。
And it's a very special word that describes during the time when the God shine forth his glory and all the smoke and the cloud.
也许我们想象那个图片上画的金圈、金光圈，不是很清楚的条纹，是模模糊糊，但是光散布在全地。
But maybe we can imagine it's just like the halo, but it was not so distinct, but rather a very vast and a great light just shine upon all the earth.
当神同在烟云出现的时候，摩西就说：“耶和华在这里。”
Now, when God's cloud of glory was there, then Moses can claim God is here.
他们建立会幕在那里要敬拜神的时候
When they were building the tabernacle and to worship God
怎么知道神在这里接受他们的敬拜
How do they know that God is there to receive their worship
他们怎么能说摩西讲的话就算数摩西说哦，神在这里他们就说神在这里是这样吗
How can they just simply trust Moses' declaration when he said that God is here
啊，今天很多时候 我们问旧约的时候，他们对于神的认识怎么样经历，怎么样认同神的同在。
So today we have a lot of questions because in the Old Testament time, how do they know God's presence? How can they identify that?
但是你看圣经里面记载，当这个神同在应允降临在会幕中间的时候，他们不需要等到摩西在那里宣布，他们个个都开始在那里匍匐敬拜神。
But you can see that right in the scripture that when God's glory shined upon them, they don't even have to wait for Moses to identify that. They immediately bow down and worship.
今天我们新约的人有圣灵的经历。
Today in the New Testament time, we have the Spirit, we have the experience of the Holy Spirit.
当我们在这唱诗敬拜，我们觉得神同在的时候，我们就想说，耶稣啊，我爱你，我匍匐在你的面前敬拜你。
It's just like when we are singing and we can feel His presence so that we sing that Lord Jesus, we bow down before you.
为什么？因为我们心里面从深处有一个了解，有一个认同，知道神在这里。
Because from the very depths of our heart, we have this we can identify that we can recognize God's presence.
在旧约里面，就借着神同在的应允显出来，证明耶和华降临在他的会众中间。
In the Old Testament time, it has to be proved by that special cloud, that was descending upon them.
圣经里面记载，当摩西的会幕刚刚立起来的时候，祭司正要在会幕里敬拜的时候。
And it was recorded as when the tabernacle of Moses was first established, when the priest was right there, it's just about to worship him, worship the Lord.
神同在的烟云降临，浓厚的一个地步，厉害的一个程度，祭司不能站立公职。
It says there that the presence of the Lord, that smoke, that glory was so heavy that they cannot even stand to worship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，旧约的百姓，他们知道什么叫神的荣耀。
So in the Old Testament time, all these people, they do recognize, they know what is the glory of God.
那一个时代过去，有很多人他们离开神，他们看不见神的荣耀，他们就犯罪，他们就背叛神，行各样邪逆的事情。
After that age has passed, and a lot of people...did not know the Lord, so they fall into sin and committing all kinds of sins.
所以我们就知道神的同在是给他们一种敬拜的力量，给他们一种爱慕的力量，给他们一种分别为圣的力量。
So we do know that the presence of the Lord give them the strength to adore the Lord, and to worship the Lord.
To separate
themselves, to be holy.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神的同在，那个荣耀在神儿女中间出现，是一个最重要的事情。
So that today, in our midst, the presence of the Lord is the most important thing.
你看旧约里面，他们又有一次复兴的时候。
In the Old Testament time, you can see that when they were having a revival.
比如说所罗门的时代。
For instance, in the time of Solomon.
当他们定义来为耶和华建殿的时候
when they decided that when they make up their mind to build a temple for the Lord
这是神儿女的奉献的结果
that is the result of God's children's offering
从大卫的教导开始他们全心的为主摆上建预备建造圣殿的材料
and ever since the teaching of David they all understand that they are preparing all these materials to build God's temple
一直到所罗门的时候建成了
until the time of Solomon the temple was built
你看所罗门在那里祷告献殿的时候又是神同在的烟云进来
and then you remember during the time when they dedicate that temple to the Lord and during the prayer of Solomon thatGod's glory just filled the place once more.
弟兄姊妹们，你看摩西的时代到所罗门的时代当中，不晓得经过多少代。
Now see, there's so many generations passed between Moses' time and Solomon.
那些在摩西的时候见过神同在的烟云的人都不在了。
All those people who have seen the glory, glorious cloud of the Lord, has all passed away long time ago.
一直到所罗门的时候。再一次献殿的时候，神同在烟云降临，奇怪，他们每个人都认识。
Until the time of Solomon, when God's glory appeared to them again, it's so wonderful that everybody recognized it immediately.
没有人说，哎，是不是这是神的同在？没有问题，一定是神的同在。
Nobody doubts whether that is the presence of the Lord.
啊，不会有人说可能是别的吧？是不是那里烧火，所以有烟过来？不是这样情形。
And nobody would doubt it. Oh, it's probably not. It's probably because it was on fire somewhere. Nobody had that kind of doubt.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的同在是一个非常特别的事情。
So the presence of the Lord is a very, very unique thing.
在旧约里面，每一次神显现的时候，产生大的冲击，神的儿女在他的面前流泪、欢呼、赞美、感动。
So in the Old Testament time, whenever that happened, that God's people just cheer and shout and shed tears, and was deeply touched. Because their heart was filled with joy because they know that God is among them. And that is the basic strength, the motivation for them to serve God. But through the history, we do know that Israelites always depart from the Lord.
圣经里面，旧约里面最后一次出现神的同在是在以西结书里面。
The very last time when God showed His glory is in the book of Ezekiel.
神的荣耀充满在圣殿里面，但是他从圣殿里面上升上去了。
God's glory did appear in the temple, but then the glory just ascended.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是讲一些故事，是真正的这样事情发生。
I'm not just telling you a story because this is what actually happened.
神的荣耀不愿意离开他的百姓。
The Lord's God's glory, His presence does not really want to depart from His people.
但是以色列的百姓因为犯罪的结果。
But because the people are sin against God.
因为他们没有真诚的归向神。
Because they do not have this true heart, true repentant heart.
神的同在，神同在的烟云，且行且远，一下子停下来，好像在。不舍得离开耶路撒冷。
So the God's presence, this cloud just gradually depart from Jerusalem, as if He really does not really want to depart from His people.
他留在圣殿周围停一停。
He left the temple and stayed a little.
他出了东门，在那里停一停。
He left the east gate and then stayed a little.
一直到离开耶路撒冷之前，在那里还等候神的儿女回头。
Until it was reaching the edge of Jerusalem, still kind of waiting there for His people.
弟兄姊妹们，当神的同在荣耀离开之后
，Brothers and sisters, when God's presence is gone,
以色列人不认识神的同在。
Israeli people no longer can recognize God's presence.
以色列人不能认识神的荣耀。
They could not behold His they cannot see His glory.
当中经过被掳，经过归回。
Then they go through the captivity and they go through the returning to the land.
我们想一个非常特别的问题。
So here we're dealing with a very special question here.
当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候。
When Jesus came down in flesh.
这位记载约翰福音的约翰。
This John who wrote the gospel according to John.
记载到那个施洗的约翰。来为耶稣做见证的时候
And when he recorded that John the Baptist starting to witness for the Lord, for Jesus,
他如何能知道这是神的荣光，这是神独生儿子的荣耀
Now, how could John understand this is the God's only begotten Son, and this is the Son in, God, in the Father's bosom?
弟兄姊妹，你们，我想到的问题，我就觉得非常的惊奇
Now, when I come across this question, I'm very, very amazed.
我不能明白约翰从哪里明白这些事情。
We just don't have any clue how does John understand things like this.
但是约翰有他的线索留给我们。
But then we could find out how he knows.
我们仔细读约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
It's just in verse 14 and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory the glory as of the only begotten of the Father full of grace and truth
换句话说这里说在恩典和真理的丰满里面我们看见了就知道这是神的独生儿子
So in other words, in the fullness of His grace and truth, that when we see, then we understand and we recognize that is God's only begotten Son.
那么什么叫独生儿子
So what does that mean to be the only begotten Son?
独生儿子讲到神的爱
He's talking about His love.
我想很多弟兄姊妹，可能你生来是独子。
Maybe some of you were born to be an only son. You know for sure how your parents love you. And there's no other brother and sister to share that love. Maybe you are the only son. Maybe you have only one son and you give him all your love. So you can really understand that the only son, how much he enjoyed God's love, his parents' love. My wife's brother, who's my brother-in-law, he is the only son for eight generations. So his son is the only son for nine generations.
了不起, 真是了不起。
But this is tremendous.
哎, 好多这个九代十代单传的儿子 可能会相当
So we can tell that all that kind of a son can really get spoiled in the family.
但弟兄姊妹们，这里圣经里讲的独生爱子、独生儿子的时候，还不是讲到这个爱的问题。
But here, when we talk about the only begotten son in the Bible, not just talk about love.
你知道，在创世纪24章里面，当神要求亚伯拉罕献儿子，他说：“你的儿子，你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的以撒。”呜，亚伯拉罕受不了。
In the Genesis chapter 24, we all know that when God wants Abraham to sacrifice his son, he mentioned
your only son,
that you love most.
但弟兄姊妹们，这里神的独生子，今天在约翰福音里面讲的，不是讲的爱的问题。
But here we're not just talking about love.
也不是讲到继承产业的问题。
And it's not only talking about the inheritance.
你知道独生的儿子接受福音所有的产业，没有人跟他分的。
Because we all know that the only son will inherit all the inheritance from the father.
你看亚伯拉罕怎样对待以撒。
You see how Abraham treated Isaac.
他其他的儿子都不是他自己独生子，都赶出去。
Because all the other sons are not really his son, so they were all chased away.
只有这个以撒要承继父亲所有的产业。
Isaac is the only one who will inherit all the father's belongings.
你们这里做独生子的有福了，是不是？
All you only sons are really blessed.
你的父母这么辛苦努力所积攒的财宝都要归给你了。
Because all your father's hard work, all your parents' hard work and everything will be given to you.
这里有多少独生子晓得自己独特的身份地位，等候遗产？不会吧？不是这样。
How many of you are like that, waiting for this inheritance among us?
弟兄姊妹们，但是独生子也不在这里，约翰福音也不是讲到遗产的问题。
But here, we're not really talking about the inheritance.
在这里，独生的儿子讲到他和父亲生命的相像，完全相同。
Here, we're talking about the total resemblance of the life that he has with his father.
像父亲，这是独生子的权利。
Because he is just like his father. That is the one privilege an only son would have.
弟兄姊妹，你看见一件稀奇的事情啊！当你称赞别人的儿子， 哎呀， 好像爸爸的时候， 爸爸的心里真的非常非常欢喜。
If you should admire a son who looks just like his father, and the father's really happy.
你说，哎，这个小孩子是谁的孩子？ 我一看就知道，他的无底兄的儿子， 因为他像他嘛。
Because if you say, hey, this kid, no, just by looking at him, I know whose son that is, because he looks exactly like his father.
你看，狐狸又在那笑起来，笑起来。
Because you cannot hide the joy in the father when you were mentioned that his son looks like him.
弟兄姊妹，这里你看，约翰福音所讲的神独生儿子的意思，他说是父怀里的独生子，要把父神完全的显明出来。So
that here, when we mention about this only begotten son in God, in the Father's bosom, that means that he is the one that will show forth all the glory that is in the Lord.
从约翰福音3章16节里面，我们知道耶稣基督神的独生子有一个大的使命。
From John 3:16, we all know this only begotten son has a great commission.
而我一想到这个大的使命的时候，我心里面实在是感谢神、敬拜神，并且吸取神伟大的恩典。
When I think about this commission, my heart just cannot help but worship Him, but worship the Lord, and was just totally amazed.
为什么约翰福音3章16节告诉我们说？ 他把他的独生子赐给我们，为我们成全十字架的救恩。
He gave his only begotten son so that he can accomplish the salvation on the cross.
但是在他完成救恩之前，约翰福音一章 十四节和十七节讲到十八节讲到更重要的事情。
But before he accomplished this salvation John 1:15-18, he talked about another thing that's also important.
他说父的独生子来到地上有一个大的使命是什么
？Because there's a great commission for this only begotten son to come to this earth.
要把父神表明出来。
Is to show forth God the Father.
怎么样表明父神
？Now how does Jesus signify the Lord?
要从他身上彰显出恩典和真理。
Because in his through him, grace and truth will be passing out.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫恩典？什么叫真理啊
？Now what does the grace and truth mean?
我们用两个最简单的话，恩典就是他对我好。
Now let's just use plain language. Grace is that he treat me nice.
什么叫真理？真理说他真诚待我。
Now, when we talk about truth, he said, he treat me with no lie, with truth.
弟兄姊妹们，恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的。
Well, we do know that grace and truth came through Jesus.
为什么这样说
？Now, why?
因为在没有耶稣基督以前，没有人认识，没有人经历，没有人能够做见证说。神对我有恩典，神对我有真理。
Because before Jesus' time, nobody can really witness to testify that God has grace to, for me.
因为世人都在律法的定罪底下。
Because all are under the condemnation of the law.
律法是由摩西来的。
Because law came by Moses.
刚才我们讲，这么伟大的一位摩西，他看见过神的同在，看见过神的应允，但是他所传给以色列的百姓却是一本律法。
You see, when we just mentioned Moses, such wonderful person who have seen God's glory, but what did he do? He can only receive this law to pass on to God's people.
前几天我遇见有一位姊妹，她是读法律的。
A few days ago, I met a sister who is a lawyer.
她也得了加州的律师的执照。
Who passed the bar here in California.
这位姊妹很了不起，她小学二年级来到美国。
She came over to the States when she's only in second grade.
但到现在她还可以替我们翻译，替我们讲台上翻译。
But even today, she can still do the pulpit interpretation.
她了不起，不光是会讲用中文的。
Not only she knows the two languages so well.
你知道她回到台湾去读这个中国的六法全书。
She went back to Taiwan, and then she can study that wonderful.Classic
law book.
The very classic Chinese law book. So when we had a chance to eat together, and I asked her about something about the law. You know, we really don't really like to study the law. Because all it tells is.How to convict people.
我想我们读律法不像读圣经哈。
I believe if we study the law book, it's not like the Bible.
读圣经的时候他说门徒听见这些事情就喜乐了。
Because in the Bible it said all the disciples heard that and they are joyous.
他们听见保罗所讲的话就喜乐了。
When they heard what Paul says and they're all so happy.
他们听见外邦人因信不需要遵循律法就得救都喜乐了。
And they were so happy because they heard all the Gentiles, they can be saved not through the law.
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。